great progress has been made in clearing, at least entering the data that we were set out to do over the weekend with the assistance of the data entry personnel from five other state agencies. In fact, we expect as of today that all of the data from those backlog firearm purchase applications will be entered electronically into the database, and that's what we intended to accomplish, and that will assist law enforcement then in their efforts to do the background investigations of these backlog applications. So we had great assistance from these five other state agencies, and we believe it is working well, and we expect to be finished that process, that first phase of the process, as early as today.
And with this this being cleared up, at least to the preliminary step, are you looking at being, are you optimistic that the October 1st deadline will come and this will all be off the table?
We certainly share the governor's goal of getting this done by October 1st. That is our goal as well, and state police and all those who are assisting us are working very diligently to accomplish that goal. We certainly hope that's the case. We're doing everything possible to accomplish that, and we want to see how far we can get.
In addition to the data entry from the other agencies, you've upped the state police coverage to do the deeper investigation on this, correct?
Steve, we've more than doubled the assignment of personnel to the licensing division during the last year. We've actually reassigned 21 Maryland state troopers from other duties in the state to the licensing division in addition to the force that was there. We've added more than 20 civilian employees. We've pulled in from a pool of sworn and civilian employees throughout the year of more than 60 people. They've invested more than 24,200 hours of overtime just from that pool themselves in the past year. So we have pulled out all the stops in the Maryland State Police to address this backlog. We've been working 7 days a week in the licensing division since December of last year. So this is not something that just began last weekend. This is something we've been working on with our own resources for many, many months. We reached out this weekend for the assistance of these other data entry personnel at these five agencies, and we believe that was a successful effort, and we will continue through the use of innovative means, all within appropriate regulations, to accomplish what we set out to do.
Do you want to address again the concerns that some have expressed about the confidentiality and security of the system in place now?
Certainly, confidentiality and security has been a concern for our licensing division personnel as they went through this last phase, and they have procedures in place for that. The information provided to the five state agencies was on encrypted disks. Those disks are being destroyed as the information has been entered. We have a procedure in place to monitor the database. We're keeping track of all the IP addresses that are accessing that database. We see when entries are being made by the date. We have the IP address. If there's an IP address that is not a state government address, we'll investigate that and launch a criminal investigation if necessary. But as of now, we've found no problems, and we believe the information has been handled appropriately.
Okay. The only other question I had was it sounded as though you have updated the figures on the number of dealers who may have not waited for the background checks to go forward. Any change on that? Or I don't know if you want to speak to that again.
As of the end of August, our figures indicate that about half of the licensed firearm dealers in Maryland have been releasing firearms to purchasers prior to receiving the background checks, and that's about 155 dealers out of a total of 314 dealers in the state of Maryland. Our concern, obviously, is that firearms are not provided to persons who are prohibited under the law. And so far, again, as of the end of August, 41 prohibited persons had been provided firearms, a total of 45 firearms. Our state police firearms enforcement unit has recovered those weapons, so they are all back, but our concern is that additional weapons are not provided to prohibited persons, and that's certainly a concern as we move towards October 1st.